Intelligence Committee kicking off this morning.
It brings together the leadership of six different agencies to testify publicly and to help Congress set the budget priorities. So we're talking about Al-Qaeda. We're talking about ISIS. We're also talking about something called the gray zone. This is the battle space between peace and conventional warfare.
Fox's Catherine Herridge says the Senate Intelligence Committee hopes to make public initial findings on the Russia election interference investigation.
Think to things like the DNC and the Podesta emails, how they were dispersed, the use of bots. What it will not be looking at is the allegations of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russian officials.
And the British government unveiling new technology to remove extremist material from social media using a machine learning to analyze the sound and visual components of videos. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking, now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Patchy, dense fog will slow you down in spots this morning. Take it easy. Otherwise, a mostly cloudy day, mild for February. Can't rule out a stray shower or two somewhere in the area today or tonight. High today, upper 60s to around 70. Low tonight in the mid-50s. Tomorrow's high, around 70 again. Mostly cloudy, slight chance of showers. Upper 70s on Thursday, with a small risk of showers both Thursday and Friday. Friday's high in the mid-70s. When you download our free weather app for your phone or tablet, you can stay on top of weather changes with hourly forecasts, 10-day forecasts, radar, future radar, and more. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. A Prattville man found guilty of sex trafficking of a minor, Michael Graham Lowe, was indicted after evidence was given that he and co-defendant Joshua Rose recruited, enticed, and transported a female victim for commercial sex while knowing the victim was a minor. The two would take the female victim to people's houses for sex, then use the money to buy drugs. A woman has been charged with two misdemeanors, but is now facing a third. See, Cassie Jane Ellis tried to spit in an officer's face. She's been charged with assault with bodily fluids and placed in the Montgomery County Jail. Well, at least she didn't try to throw poo like the monkeys do at the zoo. And investigators are working to find out what caused a house fire Monday in the 1500 block of Holt Street. Someone called the fire in. The fire department made quick work of the blaze, but the cause of the fire remains under investigation. That is a look at your headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell J.
Hey, Mary, I'm heading to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel Montgomery for some fun. Want to go?
Oh, I don't know. I've been thinking about going, but I'm not very lucky.
Don't worry. Wind Creek will cover your first day of play up to $1,000 in free play, and they'll give you a $10 food credit just for signing up for the Rewards Club, so you can play worry-free and you can eat for free.
But do people really win?
Heck yeah, all the time.
Well, I could use a little excitement. Wind Creek Montgomery, here we come.
Minimum $75 loss required. See player services for rules.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Jack, if it gets better than NXS, I don't know what it is.
Think so?
like NXS. They do a good job. Our number 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228.
Why are you giving that out so early? You think you're going to be boring?
No. Let me tell you.
You got a lot to cover today,
Ben? Oh, we have so much to cover. You see the size of my stack? I got a big stack, Jack.
Yeah, well, been lots of days we didn't get through any of it.
I know, and that's happened before.
It happens today, a lot.
Today we'll get through it. I have a follow-up on the Vegas shooting we'll get to at some point today. There's just a lot to go through. Susan Rice, we'll get to that issue at some point.
Oh, yeah, that's a biggie.
That email she sent to herself? The old CYA email? I've sent those emails to myself. I know about a CYA email. Hey, I just left a meeting with somebody. He's nuts. If he goes down, I didn't have anything to do with it. I've sent that email before. I can't believe some of the stuff he brought up in that email. But the biggest part of the Susan Rice deal, I don't think, is the email she sent to herself. It's that she implicated Comey in lying to Congress.
Mm-hmm.
She said
that somebody told him to lie.
No, she said didn't. Comey testified in front of Congress. He only briefed the president on the Russian issue twice, May of 15 and December of 16. That's the only time they even discussed it. Susan Rice's email said Comey is sitting in the Oval Office in January of 2017. That's the third time. Comey didn't mention that. He didn't mention January 2017. That's what we call
perjury. Omissions.
Crime. That James Comey, he's a dirtbag.
Apparently he really is.
He's a leaker. He's a dirtbag. He's a deep state operative. Anyway, we can discuss the Susan Rice email letter, email later. I do want to get to something else today because it became a subject of conversation on my Facebook page. I had a liberal have a complete embarrassing meltdown last night on my Facebook page. It's actually still going on. I'm not going to name her name, but she's a lib. She's a listener.
Do we know her?
No. I mean, not other than the fact that she's melting down on my Facebook page. Right? I mean, 100-plus comments. I think there were like 250, maybe 300 comments on this one. It was a joke bitmoji about President Obama's ridiculous painting. Oh, and boy, are there details to discuss on that bad boy. He's got something on the side of his face in that painting, Jack. You're going to be horrified when you find out what it is.
Is it purposeful?
Yes.
Is it a...
No. It's interesting.
All right.
Not only that, it appears people have gone through the painting. It appears the painter used like Photoshop to create it because there are several things in the background that are identical all over the painting. Several of the leaves are identical. The leaf patterns, there'll be 4, 5, 6, 8 leaves together in a certain pattern with certain shading and shadowing and all that. And they reappear over and over in the background. So the guy's not even a real artist. But what he put on the side of the president's face, oh boy. We'll talk about that in a little bit. I'll give people time to Google it and see if they can find it. We were talking about the president's picture. And a liberal, of course, they have to come in and ruin everything because liberalism is a mental disorder. I've explained this to you guys over and over. If you don't believe me that liberalism is a mental disorder, get on my Facebook page, look at the 200-plus, almost 300 comment, I don't know, update, post, what do you call them on Facebook, status? I don't know what you call it.
I don't know.
About the president's painting. And you'll see a liberal in full meltdown, calling people names, painting. Liberals are salty when America is winning. Have you noticed that? When America is winning, liberals are at their worst. They are really salty dogs. Really, really salty dogs. So we'll discuss that here in a little bit as well. Oh, we got the food stamp bill. Ooh, that's fun. And there's so much fun to have today. But the reason I brought up the painting post, Senator Charles Grassley, who is my favorite senator, Senator Charles Grassley sent a letter last week.
Well, he and Lindsey Graham?
He and Lindsey Graham sent a letter. And the letter basically said, one of these Fusion GPS people that was working on this, I don't know what you'd call it, opposition research piece. It ended up making its way into a FISA application. These guys
lied in front of Congress. And we want them referred. We want them referred, and we want them taken down. I have the letter here. I was going to read this on air two different days, and I kept getting sidetracked. And I resolved that that wouldn't happen again. And the only way it won't happen again is to get to it during the 9 o'clock hour. Because if I put it off to the 10 or 11 o'clock hour, we get sidetracked by the stuff, and I forget to go through it. This is, in my opinion, the most important document available for public consumption in America today. The Senator Charles Grassley and Lindsey O. Graham referral letter referring Christopher Steele for prosecution. Christopher Steele, of course, the British guy who lied to Congress. This is the most important document in public view today because this document details how our federal government spied on a private citizen who was doing nothing more than running for Congress, how they lied to do it, how they made stuff up, how they omitted key facts from the court, how they used something that they knew was unverified, how they continued to represent a source who had lied to them over and over and over as legitimate and trustworthy. This document, dated January 4th, 2018, just declassified in the last, I don't know, week and a half, is the most important document available today. And it's short. You can read it. I mean, it's less than 8 pages. With the cover page, it's 8 pages. This doesn't take any time at all to go through. There's no excuse that anyone who considers themselves an informed American hasn't Googled this document, found the most recent version of it, and reviewed it. It is and we will go through it a little bit today. I'm not going to sit here and read 8 pages. We'd be bored to tears. Though I did do that with the Nunes memo. But because we were doing it on the fly.
Yeah.
And it was only 4 pages. And the text was bigger, and the margins were smaller. This is about like reading War and Peace as opposed to Dr. Seuss. But it's really, 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 really informative. So we'll go through some of this as well. We got a big day lined up. If you don't have your safety harness buckled, not only that, we have local information to talk about.
Oh, I know.
There's a new charter school opening in Montgomery. You got approval, the second one in the state. Charlotte Meadows, who called the other day and represented that she was not working for any educational group, is in fact working for an educational group, as I suspected.
Of course.
When I asked her on air whether she was, and she said, no, not at all, absolutely, no. Now, she may not be being paid for one yet, but she is in fact working for them because I see a WSFA piece today, and it cites her as some board chair.
She was on the news last night.
Yeah, cites her as some board chair for some charter school. So I just would ask, if you call into this program, don't get Christopher Steele and James Comey on us. When you're asked a question, just answer the question. If you know I'm asking you whether you're working for a special interest group, answer yes, if you do. Now, I might have asked, are you being paid by any? And she should say, no, I have a volunteer position. I'm the board chairman of Lead Academy, a new charter school. And I have to go in front of the school board here pretty soon. And so I've got to act like everything's on the rosy up and up. My whole point of asking her whether she was working for anyone, and I like Charlotte Meadows. I'm not dogging her. I'll say all this to her face in person. My whole point in asking her was so that the audience could evaluate my contentions and her contentions and see if anyone's biased. I have no bias in this. I don't have kids in Montgomery Public Schools. I don't even live in Montgomery Public School System. I live in the Pike Road School System, and I don't have kids in Pike Road either. I don't care if Montgomery succeeds or fails. My kids are going to get a damn good education at home.
Well, and the thing about charter schools, and I've always said this, let's fix what's wrong with what we have before we go reinventing the wheel. Now, I know there are a lot of good Republicans who are big charter school advocates. I don't really care one way or the other. But let's fix what's wrong with what we have. Yeah, let's
guess who the chair of the Charter School Commission is. Did you see this?
No.
Mac Buttram.
I did see that last night. The guy we beat up in Coleman County.
Yeah, one of the biggest insiders of all time.
Big old Accountability Act guy.
Oh, yeah. No, not a big account. Big old Common Core guy.
Common Core guy,
He was a big Common Core guy. He loved Common Core. In fact, that's what beat him. We we tattooed Common Core on his head. Everybody that walked in the ballot in the voting booth, they either voted for Corey Harbison or Common Core.
Yeah,
you know, when you're running against an incumbent, it really does need to be kind of a one-issue race.
It's kind of fun.
Oh, yeah. I love running against
him. Well, he had 29 state reps come up there going door-to-door for him, including Governor Riley.
Yeah.
And Mike Hubbard.
Mike Hubbard, the whole crooked crew.
They all were knocking on doors for Mac Buttram.
And we still beat him.
10
and
points.
Got out beat seven, and got outspent 7-1. But anyway, so I do love Charlotte Meadows. I think she's fantastic, great person to talk to. But when you call into the radio program, you gotta be more candid. You know, if you're the, what does it say she is here? Board chair of Lead Academy and driving force behind the school. You need to be honest with the audience when I ask you, are you working for any of these people? No, not at all. Uh-uh. I'm working. No. Come on. That's low budget. That insults the intelligence of not only the host, but the audience. And that's unacceptable. 272-9228 is the telephone number if you want to get in. 272-9228. We do need to take a brief radio timeout, Mr. Campbell.
Yes.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah, because everybody wants to rule the world.
Well, we'll give them a few minutes during the break to go do that. But then we expect you back here promptly when the vacation...
So that we can keep ruling it.
That's right. That's exactly right. You can try for the next few minutes.
You can while we're on break. You can try to rule the world when we're on break.
But we'll be back and pick up where we left off in moments.
And opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
If you are considering selling some land or a buyer looking to invest in a quality tract of land, call David Harrell at the Southern Land Brokers.
This is David Harrell with the Southern Land Brokers, and I'd like to personally thank all of our friends and clients for their support and dedication to this company.
Buying or selling land, call the Southern Land Brokers, 334-224-9520. That's 224-9520. The Southern Land Brokers, the company that puts integrity first. HGTV's Eric Stromer.
Hey, everybody, this is Eric Stromer, and I want you to make sure to listen to House Does with Dale. That's my boy down there in Alabama, and if you don't listen, I'm going to get real, real mad at y'all.
You never know who Dale will talk to unless you listen.
Make sure you tune in each and every week, or I'm going to come after all of you with a 2x4.
1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out.
House Studs with Bobby T and Dale Johnson. Saturday mornings at 10 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The voice of Montgomery.
Attention Montgomery, Prattville, and surrounding areas. If you're interested in the deal of a lifetime, don't miss this special event. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville must sell 100 new cars by Wednesday, February 28th, or it will literally cost us thousands of dollars. All reasonable offers must be accepted. All trade-ins are welcome in any condition. Scratch, ding, or dented, we'll take it during Ram Truck Month. Get up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock. Plus, with a job, bringing home $350 weekly. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock this week at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker and I approve this ad.
On select new 2017 in stock Ram 1500. All rebates and incentives to dealer negative equity may be applied to new loan offers. Don't combine. Turbine.
Hey guys, forget the meetings, the deadlines, the calls. Valentine's Day is February 14th. You know she's expecting something. Admit it. She's the glue that keeps you together, and she deserves to be celebrated this Valentine's Day. Rosemont Gardens offers a wide variety of unique floral designs. We create romantic arrangements even Prince Charming would envy using the freshest flowers. Plus, Rosemont Gardens offers same-day floral delivery throughout the river region. Let Rosemont Gardens help you create an unforgettable Valentine's Day for her. Come on, guys. She's more than worth it.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
So listen, listen, listen.
An astute listener brought something to my attention, Jack.
What's that? That everybody can be king for a day?
Yeah. The Thompson fraternal twins said that. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. We'll head to the phones in mere moments.
They're triplets, actually.
The Thompson triplets.
That they're no kin. Why are you confused looking? Because I keep interrupting.
Yeah.
Good. That's the whole point.
I'm trying to get it out.
Because if I were king for one day, I'd give it all away. Be like communism.
Why did the new charter school... There are a number of facilities for sale in Montgomery right now. School facilities. I think three or four that Ed Richardson just closed. So instead of putting a charter school in a school, which, you know, school in a school, that'd be like putting a restaurant in a restaurant. Instead of putting a charter school in one of these schools that's closed, and I bet you could get a snapping good deal from the school board right now on those buildings, they're putting the new charter school in a Chamber of Commerce building. You don't tell me there's shenaniganry afoot already? This is why I don't like charter schools. They're deceptive. They have their board presidents calling in and acting like they're not working for anybody while they pimp education, when that's not true. They go out there and they cut shady deals with the local Chamber of Commerce to buy up a used building in the ghetto that nobody wants.
I know, on the corner of Court and the interstate.
Yes, it's
that
awful.
That backs up to hoodlumry.
It is an awful location. Who wants their kid going to school?
I don't. I wouldn't.
At the corner of Court and the interstate.
And across the street are those apartments that they won't tear down.
That homeless
that are
people
abandoned.
Live in.
Well, we don't know that, but we can assume it.
You see people coming in and out
I've
of
never
there.
Seen a soul coming in.
Well, I have. They need to be burned down or nuked or something. But, I mean, it's just, it is shenaniganry afoot. I'm glad we have the best listeners in America. Why is the charter school buying a Chamber of Commerce building instead of an actual school with a kitchen and cafeteria and a gymnasium and
a yard
and playground equipment? And
somebody's going to make money off of it.
What? Off a charter school? What? Someone's going to make money off a charter school? What? I'm stunned.
Yeah, no.
Banish the thought. James Cole.
Good morning. You got your dump button ready?
Oh, no. Do I need it?
No, why?
Well, I just kind of throw you off foot there. You know, you're talking about the shenanigans at the charter schools. And of course, they have to make everything all new, you know, for people to want to go there. They don't want to go to an old building. And so.
Let me tell you, that building they're buying is the definition of an old building. And it's not set up for schools. I mean, it's not even remotely a school building.
But, Baron, they'll go in and they'll remodel it and spend a bunch of money on it and everything else.
Pike Road's buying that dump, Georgia Washington.
Yeah, I know.
So everyone moving out to Pike Road because they had that one showcase school. Now we're in the old dump building that was on Pike Road. That's where the high school is going to be. And I don't know what they're going to do with Georgia Washington, but it's half a dump. Half of it's nice, but half of it's a dump. So congratulations, Pike Road. You guys did everything I told you would happen 5 years ago, 6 years ago.
Man, it must be rough being right.
It is. It's the toughest damn thing I've ever done, James Cole, is being right all the time. And let me tell you something. It's just not hard to see. There were 5,000 and change citizens of Pike Road. They were going to borrow $16 million on a school that was half the size they needed it to be. Do a little math on that. $16 million divided by 5,000. Then they had to go borrow money to do the high school, and they couldn't afford to build one, so they went and bought up an old 1940s building that was falling in down in by the old part of Pike Road where the Polecats used to go to school years and years ago. And now they got to go buy that dump Georgia Washington.
Where'd the land come from for Pike Road School?
It was donated generously by the developer of the waters to bail out that development as it was failing.
Okay.
And you know, it worked marvelously. So, I mean, this is why people don't have faith in government, particularly in this dump government situation we have in Alabama. People don't have faith in government because the crooks continue. You know that crook Gordon Stone mayor we have? He was committing a felony by being a registered lobbyist and a mayor at the same time. That's illegal. So all he did was deregister as a lobbyist. He continues to lobby. I hear from people at the State House every day. He's hanging out at the State House. He's continuing to lobby. He's doing the exact same stuff he was doing before. He's organized Higher Ed Day. He's doing all this other stuff. He's just not registered. And you know what? Nobody at the Attorney General's office will call him in, subpoena him, and say, are you still lobbying? Because that's a felony, bud, and you're going to have to go to prison. I mean, I don't understand. Again, I go back to the Mike Hubbard thing. Did he commit some crimes? Yeah, it appears so. Put him in prison. But why does no one else get caught? No one else is ever going to go to prison? Everybody else is scot-free? I don't get it.
It's all in who you know.
No doubt about it.
Wow. Have a great day.
Yeah, you get me all fired up at 28 after. That's what James Cole does. He's trying to get my pipes clogged up so he can come fix them. That's what he's doing. The best plumbing service in Montgomery. Who's this?
Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Get your kids out of government schools.
Oh, we did. We've never put them in government schools.
That's the slogan. 2014, I sat in on multiple meetings with the mayor and other folks, and he tried to pitch the Aronoff building there at Court and High. He said that was one of the gateways into the city, and that Court Street from downtown up to the interstate had to be a priority. So as you said, that is why that building, not benefiting the children, not being in a safe area, and that's all we kept hearing from people that he was trying to pull into the Aronoff project about safety. Nobody wanted to partner into that building, multiple organizations. Nobody wanted to come in there.
Steve, you got to call back.
That building, the Aronoff building on Court Street, has been vacant for 25 years, where the old IRS used to be, you know. It's been vacant. They would have to spend so much money retrofitting that to become a school.
And there are schools that were operating that are operating right now. Well, that will be vacant next year and ready to go.
It's just maddening.
I mean, I don't understand why you wouldn't buy a school.
Yes, you do understand.
To put your school
in. One of Todd's buddies owns that building, or you said it.
But are you... Where is Charlotte Meadows? Why can she not answer this question? Why didn't you guys buy a school and not a Chamber of Commerce building that's a complete dump that is not set up to be a school? It does not have a cafeteria. It may have a cafeteria and a kitchen. I don't know. Doesn't have a gym. Doesn't have playground equipment. It's not in a safe neighborhood. I mean, schools look like schools for a reason. There's a reason almost every elementary school in the country looks kind of the same way. You know, got a little grass around the outside, a little drive-through place where you can drop your kids off safely. Ingress, egress. It's got plenty of bathrooms that are, you know, elementary school sized. You know, it's funny. Out behind our church, we have an elementary school, and everything's small, but we use it for Sunday school classes. So when you go in there and you go to the restroom, I mean, the urinal's like 8 inches off the floor.
Well.
But that's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, little things for little people. I just don't understand this. Steve is onto it. I think Steve just opened the can of worms. Todd's been trying to unload this building for the Chamber of Commerce for years to better the city. To better the city. Doesn't have anything to do with the kids. No, the kids will not be in a safe place. Yes, they'll be in a high-traffic area. Yes. Can you think of a worse place to put an elementary school than right on the
interstate?
Have
you been to that gas station on the corner of Court
Street? That's what I'm saying.
I mean, it is like homeless central. I won't. If I were, like, on my last leg of gas, I would keep driving.
I would push my car past it.
Stopping at that place.
Instead of pushing it into that service station.
It used to be an old Exxon station. I don't know what it is now, but...
All right, we'll be back. It's 33 after. This would have a night and guy, but what I need is all around me. Reaching, searching, never stop. And I'll say, if you could keep me floating, just fall away. Till I get to the end of this tunnel.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, everybody. Sort of a spring-like forecast for the next few days. Not bad in February. Mostly cloudy today. Can't rule out a stray shower somewhere in the area today or tonight. With a high today 70. Tonight's low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, high near 70 again. Mostly cloudy. Slight chance of a shower. Then upper 70s on Thursday. That's not bad. Small risk for showers both Thursday and Friday. Friday's high will be in the middle 70s. When you download our free weather app for your phone or tablet, you get 10-day forecasts, hourly forecasts, current conditions, radar, future radar, plus push notifications for severe weather alerts. It's free in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Marguerite's has moved to Peppertree Shopping Center on Vaughn Road in East Montgomery. Marguerite's has made a very special Diamond by the Yard bracelet for your sweetie this Valentine's. The special 8-diamond bracelet is available in 14-karat white or yellow gold for just $99. How do they do it? Marguerite's makes it. Marguerite's really makes it. Make Valentine's the greatest this season for only $99. The $99 diamond bracelet is available exclusively at Marguerite's in Peppertree.
Want to add personality to a room? Go with Tile. Want to add your personality? Go with Tile from the Home Depot. With mosaics starting at under $5 a square foot, plus thousands of the latest tile trends, colors, and textures, carefully curated, in-store and online. We've done our homework, and yours, with thousands of the latest tile options all in one place. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Chili's wants to know, when was the last time you had a great lunch?
When was the last time you had a great lunch?
Oh, and we're singing too.
We go way back, baby, back with our singing.
Yeah, we do, but lunch is our thing too.
We've got 10 lunches for just $7.
Burgers, quesadillas, just $7 for lunch.
Just $7 for 10 awesome lunches.
It's even better when you say it that way.
It's pretty much the same thing, but I flipped it. Chili's is back, baby, back, baby, back.
With lunch for $7.
Oh, take Chili's lunch to go, baby, go, baby, go.
Available at participating restaurants only. Prices may vary in Hawaii. Not available in Alaska and Canada.
Hey there, stud. You know what'll really blow her mind this Valentine's Day?
What?
Diamond stud earrings from Dylan Rings. They have half-carat diamond stud earrings starting at just $500.
I've got $500.
I know you do. And Dylan Rings has 0% financing, too. So don't be afraid to go big.
Diamond studs, huh?
Studs from you, stud, will be the best Valentine's present she's ever gotten.
Experience the created by Josh difference. Dylan Rings, just off Atlanta Highway across from Walgreens.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
No other vehicle quite matches the 2018 Mercedes-Benz E-Class, so we compared it to a dolphin.
A dolphin's brain to body size is second only to humans. The E-Class's brainy driver assistance systems are one of the many reasons why it's one of the most advanced and highly intelligent sedans on the road today. Lastly, a dolphin sleeps with one eye open. The command navigation system keeps an eye out for your route, traffic conditions, and more. There's never been a better time to experience the intelligence of the 2018 Mercedes-Benz E-Class. Lease the 2018 E300 Sports Sedan and NHTSA 5-star overall safety vehicle for $569 a month for 36 months with $4,863 to its signing. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
Monthly lease payment is available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through February 28, 2018. Call 1-800-344-8736 for details about costs and terms.
Visit Jack Ingram Motors at 217 Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery or shop online at jackingrammercedes.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hi, I'm Paxton with Capital City Ace, and my goal is to provide our customers with superior services and brands. I'm excited to announce our new capability of being able to duplicate most every modern-day vehicle key. Whether you need one cut or you need a program to your vehicle, we can do both in-house for up to 50% off dealer cost. Please stop by and see me at Ace, and don't forget about our rewards program located 3215 Taylor Road next to the Applebee's.
It is 38 minutes after 9 o'clock. Guys, this hour of the program, as you know, you know this because you guys understand greatness. Now, this hour of the program is brought to you by Greatness, Midtown Pizza Kitchen. The greatest Italian delectables easily within a few hundred miles of here. I'm telling you, though, I have been to places where they say they have great Italian food, where they have large gatherings of Italians, like in New York City. I've been to Little Italy and eaten a few places over there. I prefer Midtown Pizza Kitchen. It tastes to me more handcrafted, more tender love and care went into the recipe, into the menu, into the crafting of the individual dishes. I could not be happier. I am tickled pink. Something of that high quality exists right here in Montgomery, and you can eat it every day. 7 days a week. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, award-winning pizzas. Again, hundreds of pizza places in Alabama. Travel Magazine comes through and declares Midtown Pizza Kitchen number one. Hundreds of places in Central Alabama. AL.com comes through, declares Midtown Pizza Kitchen the best pizza in Central Alabama. So, guys, get over there. Experience the award-winning pizzas. Experience the handcrafted Italian favorites. 16 beers on tap. Got a great wine menu as well. Desserts, appetizers, the whole nine yards. Sandwiches, soup, salad. Actually, not too many soups these days, but sandwiches and salads.
Yeah.
So go by there. Midtown Pizza Kitchen.
Will you crank that song up a minute? I've decided when I do my acceptance speech for mayor, I'm going to come down a long ramp with this song playing.
Well, you know what we ought to do, Jack? Hold on. We ought to just, we can visualize this, you see.
All right.
How so it's a crowded theater.
Yeah.
There's thousands of people there probably?
800
people there. A lot of Well Damn t-shirts in the audience, you know, the baseball shirts. And all of a sudden, WSFA calls it for Jack Campbell, and we hear.
Yeah.
Now, are you going to wear like a cape or something that's fitting of the song? Just a suit?
Just a suit. Or me, a sport coat and a pair of khakis.
A tan sport coat.
Yeah.
Pattern? Solid.
Well, it's an August election, so it'll
That's
be
what I'm saying, tan. You'll need a...
Maybe a blue blazer.
A blue blazer with some khakis.
Yeah.
You don't want to go black pants with
and
blue blazer.
And satellite shorts.
Oh, yeah. With the big eraser shoes? Eraser bottoms?
Yeah.
Oh, man, Jack. I can see it now.
Light blue tie.
Can I introduce you?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen. It is my great... Can we get the music pipe down, please? Guys, please. Please, please, please. Can we get the music pulled down? Thank you, thank you, thank you. Guys, it's my great privilege. You know, a lot of people thought this campaign started out as a... Can we get the music all the way down, please? Yeah, thank you. A lot of people thought this campaign started as a bit of a radio joke, an inside joke, or a way to involve the audience in some humor. I am proud.
And then we started buying up chamber property for schools. And I got pissed off. So I decided,
so he decided to run.
Yeah.
I cannot wait, Jack. I cannot wait. I cannot wait. This is going to be great. City will never be the same.
I hope not. That's the whole reason somebody needs to run.
I know.
You know, all these sweetheart deals.
Oh, I know.
They will end.
We'll drain the swamp.
Oh.
Montgomery Swamp will never be the same.
No, it won't. We're draining it. None of these insider deals.
Mm-mm. Public safety director, first person to go. We're going to replace him.
Well, Chris quit.
I know, but they got a new
one.
We
ain't having one.
That's what I'm saying. I got
We're
a new
abolishing
one.
That office. So that's 150,000 saved right there.
Minimum. That's really about 300.
Well, when
saved.
You give him a car and a cop and
But
everything.
Not only that, we're going to drain the swamp.
We're going to have a real police chief.
That's right.
This warm and fuzzy guy's got to go.
Warm and fuzzy is out.
He's out. We're putting hard ass in there.
We'll bring Murphy back.
Fire chief, I don't care about all that, but the fire department's real political, too. Mm-hmm. We're going to end all that crap.
Yep, we're going to do it. Who's this?
Miss Tyler Level.
That's right, how are you?
Hi, Kay, how you doing?
I'm good. Speaking of that, Jack, I want to run by you. I said something to Emily about it. What you think about a T-shirt that says, how you doing?
Well, that'd be good, but Shirley Q. Liquor probably has a... But I mean, I would love to have one, sure. How you doing?
That'd be good. And after you get in, they're
going to
be
doing
better.
Well,
or as Mallory said, are you doing better than you were 4 years ago?
Years ago.
Okay, the reason I called, what happened with the deal on the old Montgomery Mall where they were going to build that technical school, whatever it was?
They built Lamp over there.
And it's nice.
It's very nice. And they wanted to, because I don't pay attention when I go by. Lamp is over there. It's going. It's nice. They also put the Montgomery Technical School over there. The vocational high school is over there. They wanted to put BTW over there as well. And they had a nice plan for theater and all this other stuff. I don't know whether that'll happen. But, you know, if you're the school board and you need to build new facilities and try to save a little money... You already have a structure there. It's got utilities, it's got sewage, it's got water, and it's got walls. And if all you have to do is remodel it, it's a heck of a lot cheaper than going out and buying land and building a building from the ground up.
And I'll make Beverly happy on top of that.
Who's Beverly?
Our friend that works.
Oh, the one who gave us the tour?
Right. Yeah.
That was fun.
Thank you, Ms. Pine Level. That was fun. A former mayoral candidate who knows the bump and grind Jack is going through right now as he seeks to lay the foundation for a successful run, Scott Simmons.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey, Scott. How you doing?
Doing good, buddy. Doing good. How's your breakfast?
How's your breakfast? Well, I didn't see Dimitri to ask him.
Hey, Jack, this is exciting.
Well.
I didn't realize that you were going to run for mayor, and I think you... are more qualified than anyone else in that race.
Well, I don't know if what that's saying.
Well, I was going to say, what does that mean? That's a very low bar you just established, Scott.
Well, you know, maybe how about more qualified than the guy who's in the office now?
I like Todd. I like Todd for the most part, but, he has his moments. I think he's waited way too late to give a damn about education.
It's easy to do to say I tried on your way out than it is to fight the battle when you have all the energy and all the backing behind you. So, but you know, Jack, you're a uniquely qualified individual. People may not realize how much you've participated in campaigns throughout your career from your relationship with Karl Rove to George W. Bush to all the people in Texas that you worked for and helped. And you have perspective that frankly, nobody else in this city has.
Well, thanks.
And it's an asset, and it would be a great asset to you. And I'd love to bring out the Miracle Babies to help you campaign.
Well, I know there are Miracle Baby out there.
One of them is 6'6", almost 6'7", and 210 pounds. And goodness gracious, who knows what he's going to do? But we're kind of smiling and happy that you're running for mayor. I think that's pretty cool, buddy.
Well, we'll see how it goes.
We appreciate it, Scott.
All right, guys. Thanks. Take care.
2729-228 is the telephone number. Got to take one more brief radio timeout.
We got some corruption to talk about, too.
Boy, don't we. Bad corruption.
You like this song?
Oh, man, yeah. You a little Alive and Kicking?
Not the Alive and Kicking I know about. There's another Alive and Kicking song. We'll play that coming back in.
Yeah, we could do that.
There's a lot of Alive and Kicking
this
around.
This is the tighter version. We'll be back.
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's Ram Truck Month, and hard work is about to get a lot easier thanks to the great deals being offered right now. Like $9,750 in total values on the 2017 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab when financed. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer, find more great deals on the full line of Ram trucks, and check out the tremendous payload and towing power of Ram 1500. When it comes to being more productive, avoid unnecessary downtime with Ram 1500's impressive 27 highway miles per gallon. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer and get $9,750 in total values on the 2017 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab when financed. Long live the truck that goes above and beyond. Hurry in for great deals during Ram Truck Month. EPA estimated MPG with 3-liter EcoDiesel engine and 8-speed automatic transmission 4x2 model. Actual mileage may vary. Total values include combined cash allowance at $3,000 Bighorn package value. Financing for all qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery from dealer stock by 2/28.
He raised me, two dogs, and most of the neighborhood. Dad's my hero. So when it was my turn to care for him, I was thankful Kindred was there to help.
If you have questions about home health, hospice, or care after a hospital stay, call 1-866-KINDRED, and a registered nurse can walk you through care options and locations that best fit your needs. Kindred Services can provide you with nursing visits, medication management, and more, all in the comfort of home. See how Kindred can help. Call 1-866-KINDRED.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Whether you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, the application process couldn't be any easier than it is right here at Alabama Home Mortgage. We don't keep banker's hours here. At Alabama Home Mortgage, you can complete your application 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. No appointment necessary. On the go? No problem. We know you're busy. You can start the mortgage process right from the palm of your hand. Apply on your time, not ours, by visiting our Facebook page or website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Click on the Blink link to get started today. After all, there's no place like home to apply for a loan. If you are ready to apply for a home loan, wait no longer. Apply today at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Or give me, Kim Williams, and my team a call at 567-4223 to get your Alabama home mortgage today. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
Whether it's a gift for him, her, or a romantic couples massage for the two of you, there's no better way to celebrate love than a special Valentine's retreat for the true romantic at Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon on Highway 14 in Prattville. Call 365-5559 or go to smartskinspasalon.com.
Want to add personality to a room? Go with Tile. Want to add your personality? Go with Tile from the Home Depot. With mosaics starting at under $5 a square foot, plus thousands of the latest tile trends, colors, and textures, carefully curated, in-store and online. We've done our homework, and yours, with thousands of the latest tile options all in one place. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
always wants to know, when was the last time you had a great lunch?
When was the last time you had a great lunch?
Oh, and we're singing too.
We go way back, baby, back with our singing.
Yeah, we do, but lunch is our thing too.
We've got 10 lunches for just $7.
Burgers, quesadillas, just $7 for lunch.
Just $7 for 10 awesome lunches.
It's even better when you say it that way.
It's pretty much the same thing, but I flipped it. Chili's is back, baby, back, baby, back.
With lunch for $7.
Or take Chili's lunch to go, baby, go, baby, go.
Available at participating restaurants only. Prices may vary in Hawaii. Not available in Alaska and Canada.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The very compromised Senate Intelligence Committee is taking questions now, or giving questions to intelligence officials. Nothing will come of it because the Senate Intelligence Committee is compromised. They are compromised. Do not trust the Senate Intelligence Committee at all.
Is that the one that Grassley chairs?
No.
What's he, Senate?
Judiciary.
Oh, yeah.
Do He's not off. Trust the Senate Intelligence Committee.
Who's chair of this committee?
Warner's vice chair. I'm trying to think who the chair is. This is the one where Marco Rubio's on there. He's compromised.
Susan Collins.
Susan Collins. She's compromised because she has to have her Parkinson's medicine every day.
And does she have Parkinson's? Is that what it is?
She talks like she does. And they'll take it away from her if she doesn't toe the globalist agenda.
The Congressional Pharmacy. Boy, that's a joke.
Did you read that story?
It's scary. Half the people running this country are on drugs.
That's what he said. He said, hey, it's terrifying the drugs these people are taking. They don't even remember yesterday. And they won't know what happened today, tomorrow. It's terrifying.
There's Christopher Wright. You reckon he's any good?
I don't know. I go back and forth on Ray.
Well, he got
I don't think we'll know until the end of the first term whether these guys were any good or not, including Sleepy Jeff. Sleepy Jeff may wake up, I don't know. But he sure seems awfully sleepy right now. I mean, of all the people kicking butt in these investigations, Sleepy Jeff just doesn't seem to be making a lot of noise. But maybe he's really wrecking heads behind the scenes. Who knows?
That's what I'm thinking.
Who knows?
And at least Christopher Wray got rid of Andrew McCabe.
Yeah, yeah. That's a start. No, they've cleaned out. I mean, like 4 or 5 top FBI and DOJ officials have been cleaned out. The swamp is being drained.
But Rod Rosenstein, I don't know what his... Why he's there.
I don't either. Randall.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, I got to find out exactly where the city limits start because I'm going to be about a mile and 3/4 away from that on 31 on the Western Bypass, away from that, you know, that.
Why does that matter? Why do we
voting in the election?
Well, you can vote anyway. Don't worry about that. We'll give you a name you can use.
Okay.
You just show up. You just show up, and we'll print up a fake utility bill, and you can get in.
hey, I want to do it right. Take my picture in there. Oh, that's right. You're supposed to take camera. Oh, man, I forgot. Hey, but I do.
You don't think if Stephen Reed's on the ballot and his office is counting the votes, he's going to have a leg up? We got to fight back, baby. Fight fire with fire.
That's why I was coming. But I got a question that I hope they listen right now. Because I've been in a little argument about Jack, about being on the radio and running. As long as you offer the other candidate the same amount of time, Jack's been on the radio the whole time, right?
I'm not an announced candidate.
He's not a candidate yet.
So long as you announce.
Candidate is a very specific legal term.
Okay.
In politics, candidate is a specific term. You can do a lot of the things candidates do. You can even talk about Jeb Bush, I'll give you an example. Jeb Bush was running for office for a long time before he became a, quote, candidate.
You know, there are certain things you have to do to be a candidate. And
But once
you're a candidate, your opponents have access to equal time, but they have to know how to request it and all that kind of stuff.
Know how to get in touch with the Baron.
And they're more than welcome. Hey, look, opponents of Jack Campbell are more than welcome to come on this radio show.
Yeah, I mean, I know I talked to Martha.
I'll give him a nice, fair shake.
I talked to Martha Rose last night. She said she's been trying to get on for years, and I won't let her.
Hold on.
Now, Wait a minute. Randall, you gone to making stuff up now.
No, I just joking with her. You know, just a joke. I know she ain't been on, you know, she don't ever come on, so. But I just called and just check in about that equal time versus that. As long as you just arrive, I mean, if you don't announce, I understand that part too. I got you now.
It's not about announcing. You can be a candidate without announcing.
And unlike many state officials, we're going to go by the rules.
Oh, man. The rule book is thick and shall be followed.
Not like our attorney general. We'll get into that after 10 o'clock.
Yeah. You were telling me about that. I've not seen the story. I need to look it up.
Look it up at the break. You will be shocked.
You got Twitter already, don't you, Jack?
I don't tweet.
Oh, man. We gotta follow the Trump train, this same line, don't we?
Learn all that stuff.
Learn all that. Learn it.
Yeah.
Enjoying it as always. And Baron and Jack, if y'all could put in a good word for me to Emily, I need somebody for Valentine's tomorrow night.
Can I be the bearer of bad news? It ain't gonna happen.
How do you know?
Because she got to go to Ash Wednesday service tomorrow night. She works all Catholic.
I've been wanting to wear this doggone suit.
Is Emily Catholic?
No, she's Lutheran, but you don't have to be Catholic to go to Ash Wednesday.
Oh, I know that, Baron.
In fact, the church tomorrow, and I use that collectively, will be as crowded as any day of the year, save Easter or Christmas. Ash Wednesday, there's something, and thanks for your call, Randall, but you can talk to her again, but I don't think it's going to happen. I mean, she's a religious woman. She's got to go to Ash Wednesday service. Ash Wednesday, there's something very primal about Ash Wednesday. There's something about recognizing your mortality. You know, in days past, Christians would have skulls. They would decorate with skulls, and they would put a skull on their desk, or they would put a skull on the bookshelf. It reminded them that this life is temporary. You better make the best of it. You better do your best.
Ashes, ashes, dust to dust.
And that's something when a priest looks you dead in the eye and is touching your forehead and says, "From ashes you came, to ashes you'll return."
Yeah.
Oh, man. From dust you came, from dust you'll return. There's something very mortal.
Because those bones turn into dust.
Oh, man. There's something very mortal about that moment.